Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking of, is it over? Has the Bills Super Bowl window closed?
Gosh, you know what? I am so disappointed
for this
way
year.
Buffalo.
Period.
Like, no, is this period? No, you got the quarterback.
I don't care who you have.
You got the running back.
You can't lose
get him some.
Dave,
get him
like
some players on the outside, whether it's through the draft, through free agency. Had a couple of people on defense.
No.
I think they got a quarterback who feel like he needs to do everything in order to win because
yes.
he sees the deficiencies that they had compared
look,
to what they
look.
Had before.
He shot a 59 the other day. He ran for three, threw for three. You just
the Buffalo Bills, Terry.
When you going to play Houston? Are you kidding me?
The Bills missed their opportunity when the Patriots stunk for those last 3 to 4 years. And now the Patriots took control of the division once again. Bye-bye, Buffalo Bills.
It's Fox Game Day, crew. Talking about the Bills, the current situation. I hate that I agree with some of that, though. Like, I think you did miss a good portion of your window here.
I just, Rob Gronkowski makes my eyes roll.
I know. But I don't think it's all wrong. I do think you've missed some of your window. And not all of it. Again,
right.
quarterbacks' careers last much longer than most other positions, so it's not all doom and gloom there. But I do think you've missed some of your window. You had the division for the taking almost with impunity for 5 straight years. The almost is 23, you were 6-6, and Miami had to kind of botch one against Tennessee to really open up the door.
But the door was opened.
Yeah, but for the most part, you were able to get a free pass to a to a home playoff game every single year. Kansas City, that's a big part of their dynasty, is that the AFC West has been a real tire fire, even with guys like Justin Herbert being in the division for so long. For what are they at, like 9 straight years now? I mean, they're not going to win it this year, but it was like, I think, 9 years. New England, the AFC East, their dynasty, it was basically a free 5, maybe 6 wins and a 1 or 2 seed. And during their dynasty run, the 1 and the 2 seed had the bye. It plays a role. I mean, you know, a dynasty or really even a Super Bowl win is not built all by you. It is also by how the chips fall around you. And the chips falling around the Bills for a while there was the Jets of the Jets. Arguably the Dolphins are the Dolphins, and the Patriots were down, and you rose. And now you're dealing with the Patriots, albeit with a very weak schedule, are 10-2. And right now the sitting one seed, they're in pole position at the moment. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. They've still got 6 weeks left. We talked to Billy there in the last segment. Right. They could absolutely turn it on because they got embarrassed by Houston and they go on a run here. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat Cincy. They beat New England. And all of a sudden, we might actually be talking about, wait, the division's not dead yet because New England drops one to the Giants or what have you. And all of a sudden, it's completely changed. My issue is I look around this team and I don't see that happening. I don't see the talent of 2023. I see a defense that is just ravaged by injuries and are just trying to piecemeal together. TJ Sanders is playing at edge, and the young guys are having to really pick up a lot of the slack. And then on offense, I'm seeing a wide receiver room that, as Sal pointed out, on 3rd and 20, Houston's sitting there going, we'll play man. We'll play man against you. You have no man right. beaters. And their best one, Dalton Kincaid, yeah, he's improving, but it's a week-to-week injury. And he has a hard time staying on the field even when he's healthy because they only play him around 50% of the time on offense. You know, that's not injury-related, but that's just the case. I mean, he's not on the field 75% of their snaps.
And
he's just
even,
not.
And even then, it's the point of, like, the regular season doesn't matter. Like, that part needed to be – that take needs to be thrown out the window in a sense because guess what? You're a team that is suboptimal on the road, and this regime has yet to win a road playoff game. You think them wanting to be a wild card is something that they're okay with?
Yeah, they've only had two bites of the apple, but one of them is with Allen. It is the Houston game that we actually did talk a good bit about last week. And they don't look good on the road. Like, that's a big part of it, too, is that these road games, they're getting whooped on. They are being met at the line of scrimmage and having a real hard time dealing with it. Allen sacked 8 times against Houston. Let's say the playoffs go exactly like this. No, nothing moves, and this is what it is. You go to Denver, who's on pace to lead the league by sacks by like 15 at this point. They are blowing everybody out of the water. It's a bunch of guys doing it.
Right.
Led by the likes of Nick Bonito, but it's a bunch of guys. No, New England can't really score. Or not New England. Denver can't really score. Houston couldn't either.
And they did.
And it kind of didn't matter. Davis Mills couldn't hit a throw in the first quarter, and it kind of didn't matter.
All it takes is one bad drive from a defense that is holding it together with scotch tape and paper clips. They are injured in a way that I've made jokes about it in years past of like they're piecemealing it together. No, this is them holding on for dear life. They're at the end of the wooden roller coaster, and it's shot.
And it's wobbling, and you don't feel safe.
You don't like anything that's going on right now. And yet, the defense is not the core issue in a majority of the losses this year. That's the thing that I have the biggest issue with. That is my problem with this team this year.
Yeah, weirdly enough, it's the wins where the defense is the biggest problem.
It is, yeah. When the offense is not up to snuff, the defense has typically done enough. That's the thing. They have done enough in these games, but not to a point where the offense can then carry the slack for them. And the offense has some injuries, Dalton Kincaid, really, Joshua Palmer being there, Spencer Brown being out is going to be a real thing to monitor.
Yeah. We'll see about that one.
But they've been, for the most part this year, healthy. And they're the ones that are having the inconsistency here of costing them games at this moment. For the longest time in Miami, it's 16-0. You know how you win no games in the NFL? Typically by scoring 0 points through 3 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not on the defense at that point. They did all that they could. Atlanta, they get steamrolled in the first half. But then they hold on for dear life. What's the offense do? Not much. Yeah. New England, they're putting the ball on the turf 3 times.
Well, and we mentioned the turnover thing too with Sal. And we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. But the turnover thing with Sal, 3 turnovers in each of the last 3 games, 9 total in your last 3 games. Again, this is a team that flat out did not do that last year.
Right.
And that's a big part of this too is a lot like Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's is the most like blanketed one of just like they were so good in 1-score games last year. They are absolutely terrible this year.
Oh, no, you hate to see it. Here's the world's smallest violin.
Right. Where for the Bills now, it's, okay, your starting field position is now near the bottom of the league, where last year it was number one. Your takeaway percentage and really the turnover differential was super high. And it was just, oh, my goodness, like how are they doing this? Now this year it's super low and you're turning the ball over more. Allen's sack percentage and the amount of sacks he's taking. He's already well past the number. He did that like 3 weeks ago. He passed the number he had taken all year last year. That's the biggest issue is that you're having a lot of normal regressions of, yeah, it's not going to be the same thing. And that's where, and I saw a lot of fans talking on Twitter yesterday about this because I know the Bean clip on the station is going to come up pretty much daily at this point now until the offseason hits. But that was a big thing, too. People were bringing up, like, every time he mentioned we scored 30 points last year, now it's cringeworthy. Because it was one of those things of they really were banking on the offense being basically the exact same. And that you just cannot do that in the NFL when teams are getting better, teams are getting – here, perfect example. The Bills blow out the Denver Broncos last year in the playoffs. Blow them out. Would you say that's the same thing this year? No. Denver's a different team. Kansas City is a different team. Baltimore's a different team. Buffalo is a different team. The NFL moves on with or without you.
It shakes, it moves, it always evolves, is the right way to go about this here. By the way, this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, but on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's the Catholic Health Extra Point Show here, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, West New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get to your calls, and we'll start the segment off with Drew on the line. Drew, how we doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Good, thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, just looking at the player, or the, I'm sorry, the teams that are currently in the top four seeds, the playoffs are to end today versus the bottom three. You know, teams aren't in it, we know that. However, those quarterbacks that are for those four teams, what have they done in the playoffs? Not much, right? And even Lamar Jackson. We know when he gets to the playoffs, he becomes a whole different new player. Am I not happy that we're not in the top four? Of course. I think we all are. But at the end of the day, I think we need to take a look at the quarterbacks as well as our quarterback and the experience in the playoffs. I think that's really going to come down to the stretch. So I'll hang up and let you guys talk. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Drew, thanks for the call, man. And normally, I'm in full agreement with you. Usually, it's who's the best quarterback, go. That's and that's just the matchup I'll take. Who's got the best quarterback? The AFC this year, I think there is such a difference in the rosters. And that is maybe the biggest issue. Like Denver. If Denver just had Sam Darnold on their roster, I think we're having very different conversations about them. I think Bo Nix is a very average quarterback. Daniel Jones. Basically, the moment Indianapolis really bought into him, he turned back into Daniel Jones.
Yeah, the minute that they throw two firsts right for a corner, all of a sudden it becomes the toughest sledding for them.
He's like, guys, I would not have done that. New England, though, with Drake May, I think May has elevated himself into the conversation of a top 10, top 15 quarterback quite comfortably. It's the second year. This is the progression. It's not always out of the womb, he's as hot as fire. And it deteriorates. You saw that with C.J. Stroud. You saw that with Jaden Daniels, yep, right? Where it's just like maybe ignorance is bliss in the sense of like he's just going out there and playing. No, it's year two for him. Normally, I would take that. I think the rosters, though, this year are so wildly different. Let's look at the three best quarterbacks in the AFC. I think comfortably they are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Burrow's in there. It's tough with Cincinnati.
Availability has not been there for him as of late,
in the last
too.
Few years, they're not even making the playoffs with him even being healthy, let alone the last 2 years, two in those 3 years where he's not. But of those three teams, I think all the rosters are pretty poor. The Bills are a very flawed roster. The defense, both injured and, I think, poorly designed. The offense is just flat out, I think, poorly designed. Baltimore might be actually more coaching there, especially with guys like Zach Gore, the defensive coordinator. But ultimately, their defense was one of the worst in the sport for much of this year, for a second year in a row. You can't move Kyle Hamilton again. You can't do that
again. He can't save you again. He's already there.
He's already there. And Kansas City, they are having wild issues on offense, even with the receivers back. They survived yesterday. They get the win. But it comes late. Mahomes has not looked great. Their offensive line is a real problem. The defense looks slow and old. These are older rosters that have been there and done it, and I've used this to kind of describe them. They're the sick man of Europe. They're the Ottoman Empire of the NFL, where they've been around for a long time, and all three have had a wild levels of success in this run here. But they're old, and they're tired. And
you know,
there's
is,
new kids on the block. Many of them, though, are in the NFC, but there's new kids on the block.
But most of it also has to do with, okay, you're the three best quarterbacks in the NFL. You're also three of the biggest cap hits that there's going to be.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I'm not saying you don't pay your quarterback, obviously.
No, it's just what's going to happen.
It is just the competitive balance. You have a better quarterback, better rosters are around because they can afford them. But it's not like every team is spending to the cap either, though.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is that there's a difference. There's a different balance going on right now. And you need to find a way to counter it. I think the Bills are trying to figure that out. It's just that it's not working based on predictability. Mm-hmm. Coaching does have a problem here. And I think it's because of the fact that we are entering the too high era of the NFL. Teams are going to try to make it more difficult for you to attack them vertically. And if you are not able to adjust properly, you're going to wither and die. And I do think that the Bills are trying to get ahead of that curve. Why? James Cook.
I think that curve is already switching, though.
The curve is already in effect. And the Bills did seem to get ahead of it at first. For me, though, when I stick around on coaching, though, it is the predictability. Why? Joe Brady is an offensive coordinator with Buffalo. There's a whole year of tape on him now.
Yeah.
And there was an interesting quote from a Texans player basically saying that the Bills looked the same, the exact same as they did on film.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Thursday night is a bad sample size to really use the context of that clip. However, there's a whole regular season that we can use instead. If the Bills are predictable and easily diagnosed through film study, kind of tells me there's a Joe Brady problem. And I'm getting to a point now where it is. Your career pinnacle is the passing game coordinator on a team with a roster of Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Thaddeus Moss is a really good tight end in college.
Yeah, it's the most loaded. 2019 like, LSU is the most loaded offense I've seen in college football.
It's suddenly looking like it was a little bit of a carry job.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Joe Brady, all
the guys in the right spot at the right time. And yeah, they're going to, of course, go win a national title.
Right.
Why would they not?
It just, I don't really need Joe Brady for this offense much longer. But for this season, I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And can he turn it around is really the big crux of the situation here. The offensive coordinator needs to turn it around because the consistency on offense is the thing. I mentioned how the offense is the thing that has sunk them in losses. If you're struggling to protect with five, it is the offensive coordinator's job to add protection, especially when one of the five leaves the game with an arm in a sling.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. Spencer Brown's trying to play through that injury. He's able to for a little while, but him and Dawkins both are having a disastrous day against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. I mean, disastrous. And now this week you're going up against one of the better edge rushers in the sport for the last 8 years in T.J. Watt. And coming up, you're going to have another one of them, potentially in Trey Hendrickson. And then a couple weeks after that, you're going to have Myles Garrett. This is not the last time we're going to see an elite pass rusher that can completely derail a Bills offensive game plan. And that's been, I think, their biggest issue is that when that starts to get going, they're taking more penalties. Allen's taking more sacks. They don't have man beaters. All of a sudden, you know, scoring 30 points at will is just not the case.
It's like what Sal mentioned with us of like 3rd and 20, something like that. They're playing man.
Yeah.
And you never do that. That's almost a no-no. And why is that? Well, there's the other side of it. The roster doesn't have enough man beaters to that point. But I really am getting more interested in why is it that under Joe Brady, these receivers are having career worsts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Elijah Moore goes from a guy that, had like 60 catches last year?
In Cleveland.
Yeah, maybe more than that. But he had, I think, over 100 targets, like 101. And yet he can barely see the field. And they use him basically just in jet sweeps.
Joshua Palmer was seen as the crown jewel signing of this offseason.
Nothing.
He's not even giving you Joshua Palmer numbers.
And that's where you also do start to wonder about Keon, your second round pick. I know he's got the maturity issues and stuff like that and missing meetings or being late to meetings. But then you also have to wonder, okay, yeah, but is the fact that the Bills are using him on the outside and that Joe Brady's offense coordinator basically being a career killer for him?
Right.
Maybe. I think there's the problem with the Bills team this year is they have a great quarterback, so they're probably going to be in the playoff race, probably going to be in the playoffs. But in reality, I think the construction of the roster, I think the construction of the coaching staff maybe has just put such a low ceiling on this team. 803-0550, the number two call. And I think for more on Joe Brady, to our next caller, CJ on the line. CJ, how we doing?
Hey, guys, good morning. First of all, happy early Thanksgiving to you guys.
Oh, yeah,
you too, man.
Thank you, man. I wasn't able to call last week after the game, but so I was not on the can Joe Brady wagon until Thursday night's game. And the drive that broke me, and I didn't even really hear a lot of people talking about it. So the first drive of the fourth quarter, the Bills are down 7. The offense has been anemic all night, but they're actually moving the ball. They run Cook 5 times in a row. The guy was dog tired, and he had already ripped off a 20-yard run on the drive. And they're trying to run hurry up to get that 4th-and-1 converted. You know, if you know you're going to run it, I'm okay with subbing in Ray Davis or Ty Johnson for this one play or throwing the ball, but it's almost as if he either, you know, completely just his brain shuts off in like super high stress situations where he knows he needs to convert, or he's just not able to move this offense with the way it's currently constructed, you know, with the game plan that they had. But they're not in panic mode. They're only down 7 with a full quarter to go, and they run Cook 5 times in a row when he's dead tired. I didn't get it. And then after that happened, I just know that he's not the guy that's fit to lead this offense going into next year. I know that they can't get rid of him now, but if the way that the roster is constructed now, just with draft picks next year, Josh is getting paid big money. We're not getting any big-name wide receivers to be able to come in here. So they have to hope they can hit it in the draft. I just don't know if he's the guy that's going to be able to lead them to get consistency on offense going forward anymore.
CJ, thanks for the call, and I think it's a fair conversation to have on that drive, too. I mean, this is where I look at stuff with Brady, because he's been open about it, too. Like, when something's working, just keep going to it. They did it against Carolina when it was just sweep up, sweep up, and, like, just outside runs.
I'm not worried about the passing game. We could turn it on at any time.
Well, and, like, that's the thing. Like, there's some to the positive of, like, yeah, don't get away from what's working, right? The problem was, and I think to CJ's point as well, is that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's dog tired, James Cook. You know, right. 5 straight runs here. And also, the play comes in late.
Yeah.
The play comes in late. Because I'm listening to the broadcast as well with Chris Brown and Eric Wood, and both of them are talking about that as it's like, all right, like they're probably going to have to burn a timeout here. And they don't. And they run the play, and it's a 2-yard loss on 4th-and-1.
The now turning infamous, what are we doing?
Yeah, and then Allen gets to the sideline. It's what are we doing? Maybe the royal we. Maybe it's more to somebody else.
Yeah, but also asked about it, he goes, play call came in late.
Yep.
And that's kind of where you're at that point of you need to see what this team can do, I think, with a different OC. Because at this point, I'm not going to apologize about not being a Ken Dorsey supporter. I'm not. Still not. I won't walk that back. Spacing concepts were bad. But it doesn't look like Joe Brady is it either. And I think this is something that you have said, Zach, that I think that people need to be more – not even the people. The Bills need to be
the
on
Bills.
Board of.
Yeah, I think more than enough fans are ready for this.
You need someone from the outside.
Yeah.
because the internal thing, you're looking at 0-2 on the internal.
I think you're looking at 0-3. Babich.
Oh.
I think they need to get away from internal candidates. I feel bad for everyone else that's maybe been developing in Buffalo as a passing game coordinator or linebacker coach, what have you. It has not worked for the Bills.
Or just let them sit for a little longer for where they are.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
let them develop a little more proper.
Well, I do know for Babich, there was the fear that he was going to leave.
Right.
That he was going to get a defensive coordinator spot maybe somewhere else. And look, fair. That's fine.
Right.
But their internal elevations have not done well. They just haven't.
Right.
Dorsey is a bit of a disaster. I mean, we're halfway through his second year and he's fired. I think you're at this point now with Brady as well. The numbers point to it's fine, but the numbers to a certain extent also pointed to Brady or to Dorsey being fine. And we're also at a point now, Derek, for me at least,
mm-hmm.
no point. Right out the season. Because then, really, for me too, don't get bought into the interim coach. I'm seeing Penn State players really wanting the interim coach to be the guy at Penn
right.
State. No, do not get bought into that. It was the same with the Raiders as well, with Bisaccia. They really wanted the – no. Always take the time to go out in the offseason to look around. I'm not saying don't.
The Raiders did mess that one up, though, by bringing in the one guy that you shouldn't.
I don't disagree. But for me, I'll always do that of, no, we're going to do a full process here. Unless it's an otherworldly candidate comes available. I think Virginia Tech for James Franklin fits that bill where 18 months, not even, a year ago, he's in the national semifinal. And because they had, championship robust expectations and lost two games, the entire thing fell apart. But for the most part, you can hire the interim guy, but make it an honest hiring process where you're bringing in different views, you're bringing in different ideas. I've pointed always to Mike McDaniel this year that, and that was partially due to at the time, I thought Brady would be getting a head coaching job either in college or in the NFL. I thought he would just be gone that way. I haven't gotten there anybody with defensive coordinators yet. I'll probably get there at some point. That one's a little bit tougher because I don't really know what DC head coaches are going to get fired. It's more
right.
McDaniel. I look at that as I've really liked how his offense is. I think it's super limited by his quarterback. And I think you put him with Josh Allen, I think you're going to have fireworks. And I love the Shanahan system. That seems to be how the NFL runs.
And
everyone does a sort of style of the Shanahan offense, and it really works.
But also, people point to how the Eagles have succeeded as of late.
It's not the elevations. It's
they
the
bring work, in Kellen yeah. Moore and Vic Fangio to be coordinators for them.
Yeah, they're elevations have actually hurt them at times.
As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm pretty sure that all of Philadelphia wants to fire Kevin Petullo into the sun.
Yeah. Now, for every one of those bad ones, yes, there are positives. I'm not going to say it's never a
right.
good idea. I think the Bills, though, have run to a point of try something different. Go outside the organization, bring in new ideas. Go to former head coaches. I'm never going to blame a guy who gets
fired. You had Leslie Frazier on the
yeah.
staff in the past.
I'm never going to blame a guy for being a bad head coach because guess what? He was probably a great coordinator to get that job. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. You're listening to WGR.
Sabres deep in their own end with 90 seconds left on the clock. Up 2-1. Nice touch pass. Malenstein, he's got some company coming. Oh, what a move! Malenstein scores! Are you kidding me? Malenstein, fine as wine right there, and the Sabres are up 3-1.
Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the call. I mean, kind of. Do you know how hard?
Wine.
Do you know how wild it is to silence Rob Ray?
That was a really good goal by Malenstein.
Yes, Beck, Pavel Datsyuk, Malenstein. Many are saying, yeah, that's the type of play that it is. Like to get Rob to not talk is an incredible play in and of itself.
Leave a man stunned.
Yeah, to leave him stunned is just
really good.
Really explains how ridiculous Malenstein's goal was there. Sabres winning 4-1 against mm-hmm. Carolina. They're 9-9-4. And guys, big news here. They are not in last place in the Atlantic Division or the Eastern Conference anymore. It belongs to the Toronto Maple Leafs. You love to see it.
I did wonder about Toronto this year. We kind of went back and forth a little bit about them. Of they lost Mitch Marner, and I was like, I mean, they could be.
They should be fine, right?
Well, but that was where I was at. I'm like, are they though? Like they lost a 100-point scorer. Like that's going to be a hit, and it's not even. I would say their worst problem. Their worst problem is the years of not really having a ton of depth, being very top heavy for them, not having great goaltending.
And you lose one player, but it's still top heavy.
And it's a house of cards there. So they're last. The Rangers are behind the Sabres as well. Games played, they
points percentage. Yep.
And the Sabres, nice winning streak here. They also won on Friday emphatically, 9-3 against Chicago. Good for them. And they're starting to get healthier, going a little bit of a run here. The East refuses to let anyone else die. They're not leaving anyone behind, and that's really respectful of them.
They're not leaving anyone
behind. That is really respectful of them. They're leaving no one behind.
There is a star date, though, for what this team's season is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
December 3rd. They start a six-game road trip on December 3rd. That is where it's going to get the most interesting for them. And it is probably going to dictate a lot of what the season will unfold like. Why? The Sabres are not, just like the Bills this year, the Sabres are abhorrent on the road.
Yeah, they're bad. They're
one,
bad on the road.
1-5-2. But, again, you have an opportunity here. Why? Because they also do a really good job with the Pacific Northwest trip and the California trip in recent years. Now you have a chance to redefine your season. At home, though, total vibe. 8-4-2, yeah. Fun to watch.
I was even about to say, too, I mean, they kind of just completely flipped the vibes from the road trip. They went 3-4 and yet, at home on this homestand.
And yet their two most infuriating losses this year were at home to teams lower than them in the standings.
Yeah.
With St. Louis and Calgary.
Calgary.
It's, so, just, you know, it's one of the things where you look at it and you go, you shrug your shoulders, throw your hands up in the air, and you try to figure it out from there. But, hey, Paul Hamilton and I have talked about this at length with you or with Joe, and every time Paul says the Sabres put themselves in a bad situation where they have to vault every team.
Yep.
Hey, it starts with one.
It starts with one. What's funny, though, is they are technically only 3 points out of a playoff spot. Now, with that being said, Philly's only played 20 games, and so they've got a number of games in hand with everybody, but they're at 25 points. The Sabres are at 23.
Two.
So, I mean, it's not a ridiculous thought that they're still alive. It's nice that we're at Thanksgiving and they're still there. And to be fair, the game on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, should be a really good time. It's not in Buffalo. It's at Pittsburgh. But then the game on Black Friday, 4 o'clock, home against New Jersey. You know, get some...
Nice little matinee day for everyone.
Yeah,
and
get them rolling here a little bit here.
Get them rolling here. Roll yourself in after you had leftovers from Thanksgiving. You know.
There we go. Real quick, I do want to rectify something I said last segment. I said the Bills were 0-3 in their last run here of coaching elevations. And I do mean
right.
that just to
internal promotions.
And
yes.
I do mean that to coordinator positions. I don't mean like a guy went from offensive, you know, offensive assistant to quarterback coach. No.
Right.
The big ones. They're 0-4. Matthew Smiley counts on this as well. The special teams coordinator. He was assistant special teams coordinator from 17 to 21, then elevated to the full-time coordinator from 22, obviously, to 24. So realistically, they're 0-4 on this.
Yeah. And thanks for that reminder.
And don't get me wrong, and I maybe should have said this last segment, and I'll say it here. You can absolutely blame McDermott on this. He's the coach. He has to okay a lot of these.
Right.
And it's been a tough go. And that's where I'm at, too. I think a lot of the time McDermott defers to the offensive coordinator and the offensive staff because he's the defensive guy. I think that has caused him issues, and he's gotten frustrated. But I think he defers to the offensive guy, and I think that has maybe bitten him more than we all would like to admit, in that when Dable leaves, they are still trying to replace Dable ultimately.
Now, to go outside the organization, for example, I'm not saying go outside of the organization just to get anybody.
No, if you bring in
Mike McCoy, Pat Shurmur, or something like that, I'm going to go ahead and slam my face
Frank
with a 2x4.
Mike McCarthy. Are we talking now or no?
Hang on. Well, I don't even know if I would count them in this conversation, really, because their negative connotations come from them being head coaches.
That's right, yeah.
So there could be some difference there with a little less on your plate. Maybe you go back to thriving. But, like, coaches that have stunk as OCs, like a Shurmur or a McCoy, for example, or Shane Waldron.
Oh, boy.
Zach, if they hire any of those three players in particular, buy a 2x4 and crush me in the face with it like in Tommy Boy.
Man, the Shane Waldron thing. So I did read American Kings, that's Seth Wickersham's quarterback book, and we all knew in the offseason there was a big part on Caleb Williams and all that stuff, but like the Shane Waldron stuff is so funny. It's very quick, but it's essentially like, I mean, we heard from a Bears reporter, Zach
right.
Pearson, who talked
yes.
about this, and that's exactly how the book painted it too, which was like by like training camp of Caleb Williams' first year pretty much everyone sort of knew Waldron really didn't have it, and that Williams and his father were very nervous about Waldron. Now, Caleb ultimately comes around to, like, no, I'm going to turn Chicago around. To be fair, they're 8-3. He hasn't played awesome this year, but it's also the first year of Ben Johnson's offense. He's playing well enough. I'm excited now for Williams' career and what's going on there. But where Caleb turned around and was like, no, I'm going to go. His dad was like always on the fence, and in part it was the Waldron stuff of like neither of them bought him as the OC for Chicago at all.
They were ultimately proven right.
And they were proven super right. And it's great read. Jumps around a little bit too much for me with like the different quarterbacks, but ultimately very nice read. American Kings by Seth Wickersham.
I don't mind that idea though of like jumping around though because it is the same season. Meanwhile,
oh no, it's in, not. It's we're going decades. We're going to different quarterbacks and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You're going to get a history lesson whether you want to or not. And to be fair, I'm a history junkie, so I did like it. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Rob is up next. Rob, how are we doing?
Hi, Derek. Hi, Zach. Hi, Joe. And hi, Owen. I heard you talking about turkey, and I'm glad you shipped gears because, you know, Derek, you know, I said enough on Saturday with Sports Talk Saturday, and, you know, that was my opinion. And I'm glad we're talking about food here. To get on the conversation of no turkey or, you know, yes, turkey. I mean, for me, when I saw the turkey from Christmas Vacation open up like a Venus flytrap,
yep,
that ruined it for me. I was like, yeah, that's not me. I'm not a turkey person. But at the same time, if you load me up with some mashed potatoes and some good stuffing and cranberry sauce, that's awesome. But I am a ham person because of the fact that after there's leftover ham, you can make ground ham sandwiches, and that's the best. So, I mean, I'm with you guys with the no turkey thing. I just give me a little bit, but if I do have turkey on my plate, it's got to be a lot of gravy.
Don't put me in that no turkey spot there, Rob. At two brute, come on. Also, that was Mr. Cali and Mr. Cali alone. I do not put me in there.
I'm
the turkey stan, and Owen and Zach probably have the most correct opinion of it's just execution.
If it's made right, it works.
It's execution.
And I will tell you, though, one thing that always works for me, though, on Thanksgiving, I think a lot of people are like this, too. It's the Thanksgiving leftovers. It's the little sliders you can make with all the accoutrements. So good.
Turkey sandos, too.
No, I will tell you, and this is very much just my family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The thing I look forward to most on Thanksgiving is my uncle's stuffed shells.
Ooh.
That's, I mean, we're an Italian household, so like it's going to be the pasta, it's going to be the sauce, don't get me wrong, but like the stuffed shells, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Bring that on. That's where I'm at. That's where I live.
Hey, that sometimes it's also about how you do it. Execution is always the most important thing.
I'm not going to get a lot of leftovers though this year. I am going on vacation pretty soon after Thanksgiving wraps up. And so we're not going to, well, I mean, we're doing a Thanksgiving meal, don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, I don't get much leftovers. I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, but like it's going to suck till Tuesday.
Oh, man.
It's going to be awful till Tuesday.
Oh.
And so like usually we get like a tray of stuffed shells. But usually we get a tray of stuffed shells and it would last me like a week and it was the best. And now I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not going to get that this year. I'll live. I'll be fine.
I'm only going to be like Venmoing you money to get me a lightsaber from Disney. That's fine. Like, but poor me, I don't get it. I don't get extra leftovers because I'm going to Disney.
Thank you. I knew you'd understand. Thank you.
I don't understand at all. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of mad.
803-0550, the number to call. Talking Bills today. Sabres there a little bit as well, as you know, they're on a bit of a good run here as of late. They really turned around that road trip from hell. And the homestand was very, very good. Carolina win, by the way, yesterday, 4-1. You could argue, too, a lot of this is just everyone was hurt. And mainly key guys were hurt.
You lost
and now Zucker's
four of your
back.
Top six.
Yeah, Zucker's back. Benson's back. Of course, Dahlin's back as well.
Dahlin's been cooking since he got back.
And this is where my frustration is with the Sabres. They do look like a different team. That is like objectively true. And I went back and forth with Paul on this of just asking him like every two or three games, like, okay, is this different though? Like through 10 games, the record for the most part looked the same as like the last 10 years, but they did look different. And it was just frustrating that for much of the early parts of the year, it was just insane. I mean, some of them are still going through. Yuri Kulik with blood clots. He's still not on the ice yet.
He's still going to be going through that.
You know, Norris makes it through a little over two and a half periods.
It was almost the whole game.
It was almost the whole game. And then all of a sudden he's got an oblique injury and he's gone. It's poof. He's never actually here. He's not real.
We don't know what it was. It was coined an upper body injury that wasn't connected to previous injuries, so I don't think it was oblique.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, right.
So, but again, I don't know what happened there. It could have been shoulder. It could have been hand. It could have been oblique. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been core. I don't know what it was, but we're never going to know.
But regardless, he doesn't even get through the first game.
He doesn't even get through the first game. But I think the real difference that you see from this team is when Zach Benson's in the lineup.
Yeah.
And
He's very good.
It's more of he brings the workmanlike attitude, but also the skill to frustrate you along with it. And I remember that Florida game. Owen and I are in the press box, and I immediately say, this is what it means to be hard to play against. Players like Benson and Doan. Not just having your guys like, for example, a Geertsen, who was in that game.
Waived, by the way.
We're finally free for now.
For now, yeah.
But
don't push that yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to go ahead and count my chickens there. But you have to have the skill to make it also work. Like a player like Danforth, he's going to be like he's a solid fourth liner type. But I will say, you need the skill to be hard to play against. In addition to a little bit of the grit and sandpaper, and Zach Benson brings all 5'9" of them into it and says, "Let's go." That's the type of attitude you need. I think Benson's actually, I think, like 5'10", 5'11"-ish. But
yeah.
Either way.
I still stand by it if he was 6 foot, he'd be the second overall pick in that draft.
But again, it's still, he's a shorter guy, he's a smaller guy, but he's going to be difficult to play against because he's bothering you on the boards. He's causing a turnover. And then you have players with a little bit of a higher IQ, like a Zucker, sniffing it out.
Mm-hmm.
The player that I've become most interested in when anytime Benson's back in the lineup, though, and even times that he hasn't been, Jack Quinn. Quinn has a consistency issue, but I do really seem to enjoy that he has more confidence in his legs again.
Mm-hmm.
He has gotten through the injuries that he piled up over the last couple of years, and there's a confidence in his skating now that was not there last year. And that's heartwarming to see, but also depth-wise, that's important.
That's very important.
Dahlin, by the way, since he's been back, on fire, lights out. But I think now is the time to start the unofficial Matias Samuelson for Norris campaign.
Yeah, he's had a very good year, which is stunning based off the last two.
He's been incredible.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock, I believe. Or no, is it One Bills Live today? It might be One Bills Live today because it's Monday.
We're going to need to find that out, and we'll let you know coming back from the other side of the break here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Good afternoon, everybody. Quick wrap up. Wait, wrap up here as
technically
we get
still morning.
Yeah, it's still morning.
I'm going to throw you off with that one.
It's 11:50.
Well, actually,
at noon. No, it's afternoon at this point. It's lunchtime. It's noon. It's fine.
I hit you with the actually meme.
One Bills Live coming up here in just about 10 minutes as we'll really get the week going here as the Bills get ready to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here for just a few more minutes. We do have Monday Night Football tonight. The Panthers are at the 49ers. Big for this. It's not for the AFC, obviously. Tampa lost again last night. If Carolina wins tonight, they will take over as the number one in the AFC or in the NFC South, which feels incredible. Looking at the season, even as Bills fans, the demoralizing loss it felt like for Carolina right off the bye when they had Andy Dalton starting that game. Bryce Young, I mean, when you forget about him, when you think he is bad, he will surprise you. And last week he did just that against Atlanta. 31-45, 448, and three touchdowns.
He also
was incredible.
Hates the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, that's like the only team he like does dominate.
Like he lights up the Atlanta Falcons, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. It's just – I don't know what it is, but it's personal for him.
Yep.
And by the way, yes, One Bills Live is what is coming up next here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. As always, a Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And hey, you know what? There's a lot to do, a lot to say this week. And yet, talking with Sal earlier, though, Zach, we're going to be a little bit in the dark. Because media's not
there
on Thursday.
Yeah.
Coaches aren't, the assistants aren't speaking this week because they spoke on Friday. So we really have a long time before we hear anything more from the staff, and we're not going to hear as much as we normally would because on Thursday, Thanksgiving, reporters are not going to be there. It is also the second time that there's been this kind of a stinging loss, and you have
way too much time.
Too much time to work with.
Yeah.
And yet the Buffalo Sabres, for the second time now after that stinging loss, have decided, don't worry, we got you.
Yeah, we'll hold it down for you. Also, UB basketball as well. UB men.
UB men are playing fantastic.
They're 5-0. Right, they're down in Florida for a quick little tournament. They take on Virginia Military Institute, FMI for short. Coming up in a little while at 2:30 p.m., that game's going to be over on the Bet 1520. Had the pleasure to talk with UB men's head coach George Halkovich last week. If you want to check that interview out, I know the program has tweeted it out, or, of course, here on the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com. 5-0, and the program looks, I mean, worlds different compared to last year and the year prior. Daniel Freitag, their transfer point guard, is playing some of the best basketball.
He's playing like a Wisconsin
level. Yeah,
player.
He's a former four-star recruit kind of deal, former Wisconsin player. He's incredible. And I was really, enjoyed the conversation, Derek, especially when Halkovich was very open and honest about a lot of the stuff, namely, you know, getting a war chest, as he called it, you know, with NIL and stuff like that. And even just outright saying, like, we're five games in, but we're going to do everything we can to keep Freitag here. We'll see if they're able to do that. We'll see if they continue the good times rolling here. They won't be back at Alumni Arena until December 6th, Saturday, December 6th, when they take on St. Bonaventure, who is also undefeated. They are playing North Carolina tomorrow, not at Chapel Hill. I believe that game is also in Florida. It's part of these early season, you know, tournament action, stuff like that. Maui's coming up. I think we've got the championship classics going on today as well. But that will do it for me and Derek today. We'll be back on tomorrow for a Tuesday edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But for more on this weekend's action and, of course, getting ready for Monday Night Football, One Bills Live is coming up next. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.